Hi, this is DJ Deb with Hit It and Split on Wonderful Radio No. You're with me for an hour of good music.
Thank you. وانا عندي الاحساس الاصابة يا تروس والشباب يدمس الاسطواني يدور وانا قلبي فيك مسحور الليلة سهراني نور علينا البدر لما بعيون الناس وانا عندي الاحساس الاصابة يا تروس والشباب يدمس الاسطواني يدور وانا قلبي فيك مسحور حبيبي انا بين الغزلان ترقص لا وحدة راشا قد شسمة عاتمة في بسمة ضبيا بين الغزلان صادت نبسامة نار بقلبي تحمى وتشعل وهمة ضبيا بين الغزلان ترقص لا وحدة راشا قد شسمة عاتمة في بسمة ضبيا بين الغزلان صادت نبسامة نار بقلبي تحمى علمي بوهمة حبيبي أنا مولع بالصغر ولطلوع الندى يروس تحت القمر حبيبي أنا بيني وبينه وتر نظرة بالوما ورقصة ما لا أتر
Why the white تنجم ننسوا جمون نكتين واشل ما
Obi bi yo da senye Opena kuni ye yento Obi ni zano te yibi rasom Nansu onfani wo Konongo kaya kaya hey Fomu suko When you have a baby baby Fomu suko Iho mana when you waba Fomu suko Apira piri baby baby Fomu suko Okonko se ichonwe Fomu suko Odabra baby ichon Fomu suko
Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even notice me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and whistle, and whistle and fish. Eat everything that you put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we'd never have to do this again. Again, again. Oh, my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only give me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. Again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven.
Jason Wesley. Thank you.
Imagine você, o molho que deu. Pimenta de cheiro com fruta. Pimenta de cheiro com fruta. Não é mexicano, não é tailandês, não é peruano, indiano e nem francês. Esse tremor é nosso, é muito nosso. Esse queimor é nosso, é muito nosso. Ah, meu tremor é terroir. Ah, meu sabor é terroir. Ah, é o queimoso, tremoso do Pará. E a pimenta de cheiro we'll be right back.
speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, out there running just to be on the run. Yeah, out there running just to be on the run. Yeah, out there running just to be on the run. We'll be right back.
get on it.
Song about Sabu, the elephant boy. Oh. I'm going to tell the story one more time for anybody that didn't get it, the other 100. Just in case you've never seen a Sabu movie, here's the rest of the story. Sabu was this 38-year-old man from India that played a 14-year-old boy from India in the movies. And most of his movies, they took place in the jungle, but the plot was kind of like a grade B Western. It started out with Sabu riding through the jungle on the back of his elephant with nothing but a turban and a loincloth and a real dazed and confused look on his face. And somehow he'd come upon some people that were camped in the middle of the jungle or had a small house there or sometimes even a large mansion. These people all had one thing in common. They were in lots of trouble. They had many, many problems. So Sabu would ride on up to their camp or their little house or their mansion, and they'd get off his elephant and hitch it up and walk on in. And he'd stay with them for like 3 or 4 days. He never really helped out a whole lot. He just kind of hung around until they figured out their own problems and got out of their own trouble, and then he'd ride off into the sunset on the back of his elephant. A lot of these movies did pretty good at the Saturday afternoon matinees. This song is about one of them that didn't do all that good. At least the people that made the movie thought it should be doing a whole lot better, so they wanted Sabu to go on a promotional tour. They wanted him to ride his elephant around shopping malls in the Midwest in the middle of the winter and wave to all the kids, you know. Their idea being that the kids had never seen a live elephant down at the mall before, they might ask who the guy was up on its back. Then they'd go home and hit Ma for some money and go see a Sabu movie, and everybody in Hollywood would live happily ever after. But they didn't plan on a couple of things. Sabu had never been anywhere but India and Hollywood. And he'd never heard of the Midwest, particularly in the middle of the wintertime. There's several other reasons. When I wrote this, I stayed in my room for 3 days. I was afraid somebody was going to ask me what the song was about. This is Sabu riding through the jungle looking dazed and confused. The movie wasn't really doing so hot, said the new producer to the old big shot. It's down on the edge of the great Midwest. Sabu must tour or forever rest. Hey look, Ma, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south toward Illinois, from the jungles of East St. Paul. His manager sat in the office alone, staring at the numbers on the telephone, wondering how a man could send a child actor to visit in the land of the windchill factor. Hey look, Ma, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south toward Illinois, from the jungles of East St. Paul. Sabu was sad, the whole tour stunk. The airlines lost the elephant's trunk. The roadie got the rabies and the scabies and the flu. They were low on morale, but they were high on. Hey look, Ma, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south toward Illinois, from the jungles of East St. Paul, from the jungles of East St. Paul, from the jungles of East St. Paul.
Ahí viene el paletero. Te quiero a mi lado, negra. Cuánto calor te voy a dar. Y cuando estemos juntos, negra, tendrás dulce para probar. Paleta, paleta de menta y cereza, un beso te vale. Paleta, paleta de menta y cereza, un beso te vale. Paleta, paleta de menta y cereza, un beso te vale. Paleta, paleta de menta y cereza, un beso te vale.
Paleta, paleta, About a month and a half ago, my buddy Al Bonetta and me was in Washington, D.C., and Al had his video camera with him. And we decided to play Tourist because we had a day off after the show. So we went to see a couple of things like the Lincoln Memorial and a hot dog stand and Kennedy's grave. And we went over to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. I'd never been there before. I'd seen pictures of it. So I looked up, both Al and me looked up guys in the telephone book there. That's what it looks like. They got these little phone books around you. You look up the person's name you want to see. It tells you which part of the wall to go to. So we looked up our friends in there and went and found their names on a wall. And when you stand there looking at their names, it's black marble and you can see your reflection in the wall. So if you ever get the chance to go there, I suggest you go to the place. It's a pretty fitting memorial. Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he'd served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his name. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew round his brain and gave him all the confidence he'd lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's walk on home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there's nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Thank you.